7D. Listening. Exercise 1B, page 82.
Hi, Laura. Did you hear the good news? Our application for funding was accepted by the school board. They've decided to give the club £500 to spend this year.
Are you serious, Bill? I never imagined we would receive so much. I was expecting we would just get £250 like last year.
Me too. It's wonderful. You know, I think Mr. Lewis must have said something at the board meeting. He's always said how unfair it is that sports clubs get far more funding than academic clubs. So I imagine the extra money might have something to do with him.
Yeah, we've got a lot to thank him for. He's been behind the science club from the beginning. I'll have to speak to him when I have biology with him on Tuesday. Anyway, now we've got to decide what to spend the money on.
Well, obviously, we'll have to discuss it with the other members the next time we get together on Wednesday. But why don't the two of us brainstorm for a few minutes now? I've got around 15 minutes before I catch the school bus at the front gates.
Okay, great idea. My mum's collecting me in half an hour, so I've got a few minutes to spare too. So, what do you think? To be honest, I've always thought the club could do with a desktop computer.
You're right. It would really help members who wanted to look up scientific topics online while they're at the club. And it would be especially useful for members who don't have the internet at home. The school computer rooms are often extremely busy, so it would be nice for them to have somewhere else to go.
Of course, but don't forget that would involve installing an internet connection too, and the bills would have to be paid monthly.
You're right, but I feel the cost would be worth it. If we get a second-hand computer and look out for the best deals for internet providers, I'm sure we'll be fine. And don't forget, we've also got the membership fees to spend too. They should total around £100, so I'm sure we'd have enough for everything.
Okay, well, let's put that idea to one side for now. What else? How about using some of the money to go on excursions?
Good idea. For instance, we could hire a bus and organise a trip to the Science Museum in the city centre. I went there with my cousins last April and it was absolutely amazing. The interactive exhibits really bring science to life.
I think that's a definite then. It would make for a great end-of-term day out for us all. What else? Well, how about buying a few science-related books for members to look through while they're hanging out in the club room?
Not a bad idea at all. We could even start a small science library. And how about asking the school librarian if we could take some books from the library to get things started?
Great idea. And Kate's dad is a carpenter, so I'm sure he would help out with installing some shelving.
It all sounds very exciting. Well, let's think of other ideas over the weekend. I can't wait till the next meeting. Everyone's going to be delighted to hear the news.
See you then.